All right, next I'd like to welcome Sandra. Welcome, Sandra.
Hello.
So Sandra's project is aimed to create something that would help students going into the medical field plan their future. Using AI, Sandra helps students input key details about their tentative future aspirations and received a detailed description of steps and actions to do each year to get there, starting from now. The aim was to give students a picture of the journey that they'd be on to help them decide if this was the right path for them. I love that. Okay, so Sandra, let's start at the beginning. Tell me about the problem that you were trying to solve and the market that you were focused on solving it for.
So my problem is that high school students don't always know what they want to do with their life. And this causes a lot of stress and anxiety for them. It can feel like a lot of pressure to make a decision that really isn't easy to make.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. So can you tell us a bit more about how you discovered this problem?
So I discovered this problem by interviewing high school students and getting familiar with their thought process. When they told me they were worried about student debt because that's what I was focused on in the very beginning. But soon after, I realized that the fear of student debt or medical debt stemmed from a fear of not knowing if they wanted to be a doctor and go in that direction. So they had like a lack of information, and it caused a lot of stress among all of the high school students that I interviewed.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. And it's interesting how you tease that apart. Can you share a bit about why you were inspired to solve this problem in particular?
Not only did I notice a sense of fear or anxiety surrounding picking a career with the students I interviewed, and that inspired me to find a way to help them and plenty of other students. But I also struggle with this myself because I've always wanted to be a dermatologist, and there's been many things holding me back from fully deciding to go in that direction. And that's always stressed me out, even when I've simple interactions with like family members and they ask me what I want to do when I'm older.
Got it. So you saw an opportunity to help a lot of your peers, but you also realized, hey, I'm struggling with this decision myself.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Can you tell us a bit about what impact experiencing this problem has on high school students?
Yeah, so the impact on people in my target market is, like I said before, kind of, it's very stressful. And there's a lot of pressure on like knowing what you want to do, because some students do, some don't. And it can really negatively impact students when they feel like they don't know what direction to go in, and they don't really know what their purpose in life is yet.
That makes sense. I think we can all relate a little bit to that. All right, so tell me about your solution and how it works.
Yeah, so my solution is AI College Guidance. And all you have to do is answer a few questions, and then you see what it takes to become a doctor or other profession.
Got it. So you set it up such that young people can input a bunch of information, and then that information then is used to put together something like the story of the journey you would take to get there.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Can you tell me, what's your value proposition?
So for high school students going into college who need to figure out what to do with their life, AI College Guidance is a perfect tool they can use to see what it takes to go into different fields.
Cool. Okay, so I know that this wasn't just a straight path from idea to, you know, to like building out the idea for like sort of problem to idea. Tell me about your experimentation process.
Okay, so when I kind of figured out that I was really going to focus on AI and just making plans, so the first experiment I did was a paper plan, and I actually have this on the slide in front of you, and I just got with one of my interviewees, and we just made a plan that kind of made things sort of real for the interviewee to understand what they were going to do.
Cool. Okay. So step one was you wanted to just solve this problem for teens. And so you're like, I'll just put together a plan for them.
Yeah.
What was another experiment you conducted?
Another experiment I did was meeting with another interviewee, but this time we went into Claude AI, which is just like a better version of ChatGPT. And so we just asked a few questions to see if AI could be a good college guidance person. And it was very successful.
Cool.
And then the last experiment I did was similar to the other one I just said, but instead of being with an interviewee and having a specific thing, I just went and kind of tested things around and asked questions for like other people I interviewed without them being with me, just to see how it would react to different types of like questions.
Got it. That makes some sense. Okay. So tell me about, walk me through what it would look like if someone were using your solution.
Okay. So I made a little fake example of a person. So this person is Abby and she wants to be a nurse, but she doesn't know what all the steps to becoming a nurse are and stresses that there might be too much work or too much school that she'll need to complete. She then finds AI College guidance and answers some simple questions like what college she's going to attend and what profession she's going into, so nursing. And then she asks AI what she has to do to become a nurse, like what courses or tests she'll have to take. And then AI gives her a detailed description and Abby's able to read over all of the information and get a better understanding if becoming a nurse is better for her.
Great. And so how did your understanding of this problem that you were trying to solve develop over time?
So it changed from worrying about tuition, which is what I thought the initial problem was, to understanding that the problem wasn't that, and it was more getting into certain professions is the right choice or something you can handle.
Makes sense. Okay, so what's next for your project? What do you plan to do moving forward?
So I plan on finding a way that students could use Claude to help themselves, or if I need to find other ways that this product can reach other students.
Great. And what's your vision for it scaling beyond what you've done so far and how, you know, you imagine it might help your target market overall?
So I've kind of envisioned this being almost like an app students could use just to simply find out more about different professions that they're interested in. Because from my experience, like when you tell someone you want to be like a doctor, for example, people will say things like, oh, that's a lot of school and a lot of work, which stresses you out and makes you kind of overthink if that's something you want to do. So just having an actual source that can tell you what the steps are can alleviate that stress.
And then finally, what did you learn from this process that you think will benefit you in future endeavors?
So I've learned to not just look at the problem from one angle, but to see and really like dig deep to see if it's something bigger. For example, when I thought it was really just about tuition, I had a good conversation with you actually during an advisor meeting, and I was able to figure out that it was more about knowing if this was the right path for someone. And from there, I just went off.
Great. I love that. Sandra, thank you so much for coming and telling us your story and your entrepreneurial journey and also your vision for how you want to help young people in the future. And, you know, congratulations on all your hard work. I look forward to seeing what you do next.
Thank you.
You're welcome.